Well, I have to say, I've always been a bit critical of the sentencing procedure by the International Criminal Court. I think the practices generally international criminal tribunals, I think, tend to suffer from a lack of consistency and transparency. And for me, if you're found guilty of crimes against humanity, particularly the severity of this case, then I would have preferred to have seen a sentence significantly longer than 18 years. Having said that, I think the sentencing seems to be consistent with some other verdicts, sentencing, and it does, I think, focus the attention on the seriousness of the crimes. But in the end, I would have preferred it to have had additional years.
Bemba's lawyers have said he will appeal. They say the whole trial process was flawed and unfair. Does the defence have any grounds for complaint about the way this trial was conducted?
Of course, it's absolutely the defence's right and probably obligation to appeal both the sentencing and which I suspect they will do, along with the verdict itself. But no, I think this trial was a trial that clearly met standards of fairness. It's interesting that when you look at the way this trial started, the prosecutor had initially gone after Bemba as personally liable for war crimes and crimes against humanity. It was actually the pretrial chamber that had said that they didn't feel that the prosecutor could prove that case, and then it moved on to this kind of command responsibility approach to his guilt. And that's a much more difficult process to follow and for the prosecutor to prove her case. And so I think it really does focus the prosecution's case in a much more direct way. And it requires the prosecutor to be really careful about the case that is being presented. And I think that's exactly what occurred.
You referred there to commander's responsibility, and the judges concluded that Bemba failed to take necessary and reasonable measures to prevent gang rape. In this regard, do you think the sentence he was given will act as a deterrent to other military commanders in the field?
Unfortunately, the kind of the short history of international justice does not yet suggest that verdicts of guilt, guilty verdicts and sentencing have had much of a deterrent. However, international justice needs to just to continue to showcase the need to bring individuals to account, and this is what this case does. And command responsibility, I think, is an area of great importance because it clearly states now, as it has in the past, that a military leader of any sort, even a political leader that has control over the military, cannot escape accountability simply by saying, well, I had no involvement with the actual criminal attacks. Under command responsibility, if you knew or should have known that these attacks and crimes were being committed and you did nothing to stop them, then you can be held accountable just as if you had committed them yourself. And that, to me, is an important principle. It's an important legal concept, and I believe this case reinforces that. And so in that way, I think it's an important decision.
It's also being seen as a landmark case because it was the first at the ICC to focus on rape as a weapon of war. Could one say then that this case has broadened, expanded the reach of international justice?
Yes, I think, again, unfortunately, rape has always been a very hideous part of conflict. So it's nothing new, but the fact that we are having courts focus more of their attention on this crime, and particularly looking at rape as part of crimes against humanity, is very important. And in essence, he has been convicted on two counts of crimes against humanity, but specifically for the crime of rape. And I think that is a very significant decision and a reaffirmation about rape as a war crime and rape as part of crimes against humanity, or as a crime against humanity.